From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Underdog Marquette University had a good run, but the Golden Eagles are now out of the NCAA basketball tournament. They lost tonight to mighty North Carolina. Still, they made it to the Sweet 16, and their success is due in no small part to their 38-year-old coach. As NPR's Mike Pesca reports, he has a style that set him and his team apart.
A Buzz Williams coach team is fun to watch. A clip of Buzz Williams breaking into a dance is fun to pass around the internet. Buzz Williams, the very name, it's fun to say. If you listen to Buzz, you learn the fun was born of an almost unfathomable striving. It's who he is.
I do have an edge about me because of my roots. I recruit that away. I talk that away. I coach that away. I'm a parent in that same manner. That's the way that I'm convicted by to live.
Every college coach will say some variation of I'm a teacher first and a coach second, but then also admit to calling players by their uniform numbers instead of their names. There is an extra authenticity to Williams when he talks of developing people. To take one example, after a tournament win, his players had just addressed the media. A raspy-voiced Williams talked about one aspect of the overall game I'd never seen a coach discuss.
I don't mean this in an arrogant way, and I don't mean this in a condescending way.
Let me pause here to say Williams does this a lot, pre-apologize if his thoughts come off as arrogant. They don't.
Meaning has to be deeper than winning and losing. Literally every Friday we have a vocabulary word test, like you did when you were in second grade. We go in the film room. All right, guys, these are the words we use. And they just used about 25 of them. I just believe as a human being that my message to those guys has to be deeper than winning and losing.
5 days ago, Williams was asked about his first job. What followed was a nearly 10-minute story that began at a small school in Oklahoma, involved pilfering stationery, getting a loan, selling a U-Haul, sleeping in a car outside of the house of a coach who'd shown interest, and finally getting what might be the worst job in the lowest rung of Division I basketball. Williams' team has internalized its coach's journey.
Buzz knows toughness beats talent anytime.
Vander Blue is a Marquette guard.
Well, a lot of coaches can't say they've been through half of what he's been through, and that really rubs off on us on the court.
Akee Collins, a Marquette assistant, says Buzz has built his team and staff in his own image.
I think he wants guys that are going to grind and are going to work hard every day. If you are a guy that's really comfortable in what you do, I don't think he wants you around him because you can't survive in his world.
Roy Williams, the coach of North Carolina, Marquette's opponent tonight, says that Marquette has taken on the enthusiasm and energy of their coach. He's impressed. The respect is mutual. Buzz Williams, who likes to pick a topic each month to study, once selected Roy Williams as his subject. The student apparently still has some lessons to learn, though to be fair, one of those Williams is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. The other is still crafting his legacy as a coach and person. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.